This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to hustle right into Brett Baier, my friend, Fox News chief political anchor, host of Special Report with Brett Baier. He's doing a lot of coverage of the Hamas invasion of Israel. We got to push his new book, To Rescue the Constitution, George Washington and the Fragile American Experiment. Brett, I know they're pulling you into the into TV commentary. Just for a sec, what can you tell us about this crazy Hamas intervention in Israel?
Yeah, Larry, thanks for having me on, and I apologize for being short here because of this coverage. It literally could be, turn out to be, Israel's 9/11. That's how big a deal it is. It's 2,500-plus rockets from Gaza. But more importantly, these brigades of Hamas fighters going town to town in Israeli settlements along the border there, going house to house, shooting people. There are videos, Hamas videos now circulating that are just, I mean, you can't even watch them because they're taking out women and children. They're taking hostages and putting them where they store weapons and explosives. This is going to begin a completely huge operation for Israel, and I think it will change the face of the Middle East. You know, I just got back from Riyadh and talking to the Saudi Crown Prince, and they were very close to normalization with Israel. Then I flew and talked to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, and he said he was really hopeful. They were going to work through the details. This moment, though, this attack had to be months in the making, Larry. I've talked to a lot of people. It's too complex, and it likely has a lot of financial support and a lot of direct support from Iran. So we're in a really tense moment in the world right this second.
We just ponied up $6 billion to Iran. I mean, that could
have been helpful. On that
money,
deal, on that
money is fungible, Brett. Money is fungible.
Yeah, I think, listen, that all factors in, and I do think that that's going to be a big thing against the Biden administration, but this seems to, having talked to experts, been planned for months. You know, maybe they funneled more money, but Iran has not stopped its funding of Hamas terrorists, and look for Hezbollah in the north to start stirring things up, too. There are reports of shooting on both sides, so we're in a tense situation.
Brett, just one other thing. Has Hamas broken through the Iron Dome air defense?
There have been a number of rockets that have. They fired 2,500 at once. And the air defense has been great, but there are a number of rockets that have taken out people. We're now at about 140 fatalities, about north of 800 injured. But you have reports of whole communities either being held hostage or being taken out one by one by these terrorists.
Wow. Well, I do like to sell books. You've got To Rescue the Constitution.
I know, and I wanted to be on.
George Washington and the Fragile American Experiment. Now, I haven't read it yet. I have to raise the money to buy it, of being an impoverished FBN host. But, I mean, just... I mean, George Washington, if such a thing is possible, Brett, here's my quick take. George Washington is an underrated player in the Constitution. Now, is that kind of one of the themes in this book?
It is, but he is, by his presence, such a stabilizing figure that brings people together. You know, what a lot of people don't fully understand, and what I think this book does, and I try to do in all these history books, is have a soda straw look at a moment that maybe the specifics of that have been overlooked in history. For, you know, history is not being taught like it used to, and it's our kids are really being underserved about how our founding happened. But in the moments after the Revolutionary War, our country was falling apart. The Articles of Confederation were really not working, holding the colonies together. It was a mess, and a lot of people don't realize that we almost, as a country, never formed. That's how disparate the situation was. It was a lot of dissent. George Washington was this figure that held it together and managed to get the different sides together at that Constitutional Convention to have a document, then to get it ratified. And he wanted to go home to Mount Vernon and be with Martha and just farm. But they called him up again to be the first president. And then the biggest thing was that there was no blueprint. There was nobody told him what to do. There was no letter in the desk for him. Right. You know, there was no torch being passed. He was the torch. Right. And then obviously left after his second term, creating the peaceful transfer of power. So I think people will learn a lot from this book in a narrative way that is very readable, kind of like hopefully my other books were.
No, they were. I want to get the book. I do want to read. Were you a history major in college or high school or something? You've written all these great history books.
You know, I was English and political science, and I started this journey writing about Eisenhower because I was invited to Augusta National. I'm a golfer, and it was the invite of all invites, and I was staying at the Eisenhower cabin. And I poured myself a glass of wine or two and walked around and realized I didn't know President Eisenhower. And so I vowed to go to the Eisenhower Library, and that started this whole journey. I did the 3 days series of Eisenhower, Reagan, and then FDR, Churchill, and Stalin. And then I did a book about Ulysses S. Grant called To Rescue the Republic, about the country really falling apart and maybe going back to a civil war. And then decided to go all the way back. And I think, honestly, of the books I've done, this is the most consequential, especially for the time, because we could use a George Washington right now.
Yeah, we could. You know, I remember we talked about, you were on the radio show for the Ulysses S. Grant book. I love Grant. As I said, he was a tax cutter. He restored the dollar, the gold, at which point you ended the interview by saying he was the Jack Kemp of his time. I never forget that. It was a fabulous Brett Baer line. Brett, the other thing was interesting is you wanted to hold a debate with these House Speaker candidates, but it fell through. What, is the guy's a bunch of chickens? What's up with that?
It was a mess. It was a mess. They all locked in, you know, and even Kevin Hearn, who said he was going to declare officially by close of business yesterday. So we decided to hold off the announcement until special report last night. But dealing with all these staffs on Capitol Hill, as you know, Larry, stuff gets out. It leaked in the morning, and then they all started getting pressure from members saying, you can't talk to the press before you talk to us. So, you know, I tried to hold it together. They were all locked in, and then it kind of fell apart. With Hearn tweeting out, or X, whatever you want to say, saying, I'm not going to do any television until we talk to the members individually, you know. And meanwhile, he was the second one to lock in, you know, in the joint interview. He said to Neil Cavuto, because he was on TV this morning, that he's not running for speaker. So it was a valiant effort. We tried. But I think it's going to be fascinating come Tuesday, Wednesday. I bet, Larry, a lot of this gets, as far as the fervor around it, gets eaten up by what's happening in Israel. It's really a bad thing.
That's a good point. You know, Hearn called me late last week. He wanted to come on our show, and I said we weren't ready. I didn't want to play favorites, that kind of thing. Is Scalise still the front runner? How do you read it?
I would say Jordan probably took over with the former president's endorsement. He probably has a little bit more of the moment. But it's really complicated, Larry. You've got support for Ukraine. Some elements of the caucus are really concerned about that. You've got, you know, some Democrats could weigh in because they have a vote, too. And it's a matter of getting to 218. So I think it'll be fascinating. I would say the bet goes to Jordan at this point.
Right. Interesting. Brett, go ahead and inform people about the war. We appreciate you coming on. Folks, the name of the book is To Rescue the Constitution, George Washington and the Fragile American Experiment. My pal Brett Baer. Brett, you were fabulous on the pre-debate show, by the way.
We had fun.
Fabulous.
It was a great time, as were you.
beyond good and forevermore with heartbreaks. I feel your pain.
It's a different ballgame, right? But it thanks sure so much is. For having me on today, and I'm you sorry bet. I'm cutting it short.
No. Good luck. Best to Amy. Take care of yourself. Folks, I'm Kudlow. That was the great Brett Baer. We will take a quick break, and on the other side, we're going to talk to Fox legal analyst Greg Jarrett about constitutional issues surrounding the Trump trials.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.